Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we're just here to make your day better, brighter, more lovelier. So thank you for joining me, and thank you for sharing this video this morning, whatever country you're looking at it from, or city, state, municipal, doesn't matter, but thank you for joining us. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. It is Monday, August 22nd, 2022. How about that? For those who are numbers, people, and which I am not, I know it has some significance, and I'm sure you'll call in and tell us. 8-22-22. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're celebrating a birthday. And I celebrated a birthday with my sister Hattie, who is no longer with us, but she's here in spirit, so we were happy about that. And I think I put that on, yeah, I know it's on our Facebook page, HLN TV Show, as well as my page, Zelda Speaks. So you can go there and see all the fun we had at the rooftop party this past weekend with my Big Whiz players from Glenwood. some booty right this one. Well, I didn't get a chance to spank a lot of booty, but I spanked a little booty. Because I was too busy, you know, doing things. Hosting is a whole nother animal. I don't look forward to that again. I just want to sit down and play cards because I'm a card addict. Are you an addict? I am when it comes to being with. Anyway, I just want to thank you for that. And in the news today, I'll see y'all tomorrow morning, bright and early. In the news today, I don't usually do the news, but sometimes there are things that you may not know about that I'll share with you, and you can share it with me too. But I love what the fact that I saw that tech spam is on the rise this morning to the tune of $12 billion, not million, $1 billion. And I get them all the time. I know you do too. But this is the one thing I've learned to do is I post them online as a scam alert. Don't text it. I mean, don't respond to it. Do not don't say stop. Just delete it. Because anything you do, they can get in your phone and do what they need to do. So just you be sure and share that with somebody. So. Oh, and they also said send it to your carrier. Mine is T-Mobile. Can't stand it, but anyway. You know, not T-Mobile, Verizon, Sprint, they all full of shit. I'm sorry, but you know what I mean. If you have any issues with your phone, you know what I mean. Anyway, today's topic, cheating. Why do I stay? Not me. I am not Wendy Williams. I am not going through that. I'm just telling you the name of the show today. Cheating, why do I stay? And that's the question you have to ask yourself, because I'm sure we've all been in relationships where you found out your beloved was being beloved to someone else. And I think I was in my 20s or 30s, but honey, I can't wait to tell that story. But right now, I just wanted to remind you, if you're listening online, type in the area what city you're calling from. I'm sorry, what city you're listening or country you're listening from. And we'll be opening the mic after the 7:30 break at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak so that we will know that we see you on the switchboard, but you got to press 1 so the little hand will go up. And be sure and join us on our Instagram page. Excuse me. HLN Homeless. I'm saying that wrong. HLN.homeless.project. That is our project where we help the homeless. There it is right there. And so please go to our page and like us and share us and all that good stuff. And you'll see the work that we do in the community for the homeless people. Yesterday, my sister and I went out to lunch. And we went outside to eat at the benches, and as we're walking out the door, I see this little guy, little white guy, looks like my brother, and I was like, Vivian, you see him? She's like, oh yeah, I see him too. You know, I had to say something to him, because I was like, look, I got a little brother. You look just like him. So I showed him. Then he and his father came over. He was Italian. It was so funny. I didn't take a picture of him, but it just took me back there. Anyway, I digress. You know, I do that sometimes. Anyway, HLN Homeless Project, so be sure and check that out. Be sure and check out our YouTube channel, too, and subscribe while you're there, How You're Learning TV Show. And be sure and check out my blog, because that's where the updates are, on Blogspot. I'm sorry, Blogspot. I had to change that. Zelda Robinson, excuse me, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. That's where you will find much of the information. Oh, and I didn't tell you about Langston Hughes. And I'll tell you about that after the commercial break. Are you familiar with Langston Hughes, poet? Oh, gosh, he's playing at the Black Ensemble Theater. You have got to see this show. And I'm going to show it to you, too. Because Black Ensemble Theater is at, where is it at? 4450 North Clark Street, and I love going there because it's all about the history of our culture and our people, and it is called My Brother Langston, written and directed by Reuben D. Echols. It opened on August 20th, and we saw it yesterday. It is off the chain. You have got to go see this play, and you thank me later. And I'll be posting updates on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, so that you can see. And if you don't know who Langston Hughes is, you know who Maya Angelou is. Well, Maya Angelou is my favorite female poet, and Langston Hughes comes in number two. And these are just some other shows that are playing Sex in the Summer in the City. And Blue Heaven, there's just a ton of them. So all that information is on my blog, so you go, be sure to go there and check it out. You'll be glad you did. As we take a look at the traffic, because I know just in case somebody's headed out and about today, you might want to know a little bit of what's going on, a little chaos and confusion, Monday morning madness on the highways. Mostly sunny, high in the 80s today, and down to the 70s tonight. But right about now, traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. You can go to right there. It's right there on the board for you. If you want to go to the Caribbean, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas, wherever you want to go, it's available. And all you have to do is pay trade dollars, not money out of your pocket. You pay dollars that are recognized by the IRS, you know, barter and change, in exchange. That's what this is. So, and tell them Zelda sent you so you can get $100 immediately to go shopping. Compliment of the Higher Learning Network. As we take a look at the roadways, no reported delays on Metro, but on CTA there's a change in one of the bus schedules. The number 4 Cottage Grove, it has changed the times. It's running express from 6:15 till 9:15 a.m. and then again from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. And it leaves Chicago State University going to Randolph, so you might want to note that if you're going out and about. That's the number 4 Cottage Grove. And you can always go to cpachicago.com and get the information. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it is 28 minutes and 24 on the reverse. It's tight at Chicago Avenue, also at Montrose and Cumberland. On the Edens inbound, it is 28 in and 21 out. On the Eisenhower, you know that's another story. It is 31 in and 24 out. On the Stevenson, it's 26 inbound and 21 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, your usual delays from 95th to the Loop, it is 21 minutes in and 19 out. On the Bishop Ford, it's 10 and 9 minutes out. On the Borman Klein Avenue, it's slow from 115th Street, so expect delays on the Bishop Ford. Lakeshore Drive, DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 10 minutes in and 9 minutes on the reverse. And that's the traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And if you're looking to go anywhere, where we're looking for a Deborah Smith is our travel agent on the Female Solution. And we did the Women of Wonder Award in Miami, Florida. Was it last year or year before? Anyway, we're thinking about going to Jamaica next year in March for the Women of Wonder Awards. And I'm looking at the this video. It's on one of my pages. I don't remember flooding going on in Jamaica. And I was like, oh, God. But it was, of course, it was in our neighborhood. It wasn't in the exclusive resort, okay? You know, it just makes you wonder. Anyway, so I wanted to share that with you. But now it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation inspiration, and then your inspiration. And today it comes from Mike House, as it always does. And today it says, I will heal you. In 2 Kings 20 and 15, Isaiah stated, at this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears, and I will heal you. As God's will to heal is also explicit in Luke chapter 5, where Jesus was asked to heal the leper of his affliction, and he did. Jesus' power to heal came from God, and this power will not change. Healing took place then, and healing can take place now. It is God's will for your healing. Have faith not only in Jesus, a demonstrable power, and your ability to heal, but also in your God as willingness and compassion to heal. Psalm 103, 2 and 3 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who healeth all thy diseases. Notice that the psalm says all diseases, not some. God hasn't changed and is still saying today, I will heal and restore your life, world, and affairs. Depend on me, and I will heal you. So says the Lord. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your Monday Morning Mindfulness Inspiration given to you from Mike House. Who's Mike House, Zelda? Excuse me, Google him. And you can get on his list too, but the only thing is you cannot respond. Too many people on the list, and you know the beings will be going backwards and forwards and backwards. So don't nobody want to hear that all day. I know I don't want to hear that. After a while, I turn my phone off because I don't want to hear. I'm trying to get work done. I'm trying to edit the show. Higher Learning Network TV show, which is Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Settle 19, and always on our YouTube channel. You see that logo, you know you're at the right place. Anyway, it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. You know what that means. It's time to get quiet, do some listening and some breathing. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So I want you to get comfortable, sit in a place that is comfortable to you, and just begin the process of breathing in and breathing out. Is that something you can do? I think it is. Before we get started, let me get your attention to just sit up straight. Take a long, deep breath and close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. Close them. And feel the experience, okay? Here we go. Close your eyes and inhale deeply. And exhale. Giving thanks for the quiet that you will experience. Giving thanks for the power of the breath. Thank you.
Thank you.
of the most powerful words on the planet. Are and what you become. I'm going to teach you how to bring it out. Yes, in the comment section, if you can. If that makes sense to you, then you know you have the ultimate power to have anything it is you want in your life, especially as it comes to relationships. Really, Zelda? Yes. The most important relationship that you can have on the planet is what? With your spouse? Mm-mm. With your children? Mm-mm. With your job? Mm-mm. With yourself? Mmm. Now we're talking. You might want to inhale on that one. With myself, Zelda? Yes. You know why? Because of today's topic, cheating. Why do I stay? So many people are in that type of relationship, and they're afraid to talk about it, afraid to acknowledge it, afraid to work on it, fear for whatever reason, because you are looked as less than if you remain in a place that you don't want to be and be there longer than you want to be there. Like jail. Jail really begins up here first before it actually transforms in the physical body. Before you show up in a place where you're locked down with a key, it begins right here, because many people, many, many, many people, the world, in this world, are in relationships that are killing them. And they would rather be in a relationship that is doing them harm mentally, physically, and emotionally, and spiritually than to be alone. And to be alone is where you find yourself. To be alone is to be at one with self. And see, they teach us to keep this on, to keep the radio on, to keep the TV on, to keep all of that fake stuff on. 24/7. Remember TV used to go off? If you're old enough, TV used to go off at midnight. Now TV is on 24/7 and you got 9,000 channels. What does that tell you? They want to keep you occupied so you don't know who you are. And you go off at a moment's notice. But you don't have to do that anymore, because now that you know better, you can do better. So I hope that you will share this information with someone, because this is the kind of information that will keep you in times of chaos and confusion. And my sister, Vieta Robinson, says, Grand Rising Queen, yes, much needed conversation. Yes, relationship with self, but we're always looking for a relationship out there. Uh-uh, honey. The number one relationship is right here, and we're afraid to get quiet, afraid to sit quiet. in a quiet space, in a quiet place, go sit under a tree. Tell them, what do you own these trees again? Because that's where the energy from the universe is guiding you and guarding you and directing you. I know you heard about my story about trees. Go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. It's way down there, but it's there. I had the most amazing experience of my life when we went to the Women of Wonder Awards, where I'm walking down the street and the trees are just talking to me. You know, not verbally, but I'm listening to things that I need to know in my life. And just go hug a tree. I promise you, you'll have a whole different life like that. How do you know, Zelda? Because, baby, that's what I do. And I invite you to do the same. So thank you so very much. So be sure and share this video with someone. You'll be glad you did. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. And right now, it is 7:30. It is time for our first commercial break. And when we come back, our executive producer, Naima Latif, will be joining us here on The Female Solution. And we will be talking about cheating. Why am I staying?
Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop and answer. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willa
Wilson. Get started, future. Should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student's needs. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Crime in Chicago contains the entry. Community and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
If you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant, our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and I am being joined by our executive producer of the show, Naima Latif. Yay! Welcome to the show, my sister, Grand Rising.
Yes, Grand Rising to you, and I'm so excited to be part of this this morning. I'm sure it's going to be a great one.
I love your hair.
Thank you.
Are those cowrie shells? You make my screen a little bigger.
These will be things you can actually, like, sort of.
Oh, that is beautiful. I love it. I got one somewhere.
Yeah.
I got one. Yeah. I got to get some more. I like that. I love that. Being good to yourself first thing in the morning. I love it, honey. There's nothing like it, because the world will look at you crazy, and you just look right back at them and go. And that's one thing we need to master. We master nothing else. And that's what we're talking about today, cheating, because we're cheating on ourselves by not allowing ourselves to do the things that we need to do to make us feel better, to make us be a better person. Cheating. Why do I stay? And this is what I love about you, Naima. You keep it real, but you say, I know I'm a little harsh sometimes. Tony tells me that all the time. But you break it down in such a loving and warm way. So, and the book that you have written, oh, my God, The Female Solution. That is the book, right?
Yeah, that is the book,
The Female Solution. So I want you to tell our listening audience and our viewing audience how that book came about and why is it The Female Solution?
One of the things that motivated me to write this book was when I was teaching school. I was working with Betty Shabbat International Charter School, and then they developed two other branches as well, another grammar school, Barbara Sizemore Academy, and then Gustavo Leadership Academy, high school. And so I was like the resident substitute. I taught all the classes. Whenever a teacher was absent, I was the person that they sent in. So I taught everything from kindergarten to upper grade, which was a fun experience for me. But I kept seeing a pattern in the children that were disruptive, upset, fighting all the time. And I would take them aside and ask them what's happening. And always, or too many times, the issue was something happening at home that they were today.
Mm.
Waking up. And 9 times out of 10, it had to do with the mother being angry because the father had cheated.
Oh, wow.
And I had an assignment for, I think it was my sophomore English class 1 year, for them to write a letter to the person who had made them the most angry, expressing what they had never been able to say. And out of like five classes, which, you know, averaged about 20 classes, which was, you know, roughly about 100 students, I would say 70% of them wrote those angry letters to their father.
Oh.
And they were angry because they saw how it hurt their mothers and how their mothers had to struggle.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow.
I had situations in my first, second, and third grade classes where a student was disruptive and I would, you know, take them aside to what's going on, and it would be, again, some kind of fight between parents because somebody was in somebody else's house. And I'm not picking on the men, because one situation, it was the father who was angry because the mother was seeing someone else, and he came in and got violent, and they had a whole thing that had happened in their household, and police had to be called and everything, and so I'm looking at this relationship thing, and I say, there is something that we got to address, and there's a hostility between men and women that has to do with our relationships, our commitment to relationships, and our anger at each other when a relationship ends, but we're not seeing how it affects the children.
Mm.
It's really all about the children. If you don't get that right, then nothing else in your society is going to go right. Right now, we got all kinds of problems because we got children that are coming out of these dysfunctional, broken, hostile, domestically violent homes. And they're bringing that violence out into the street and infecting everybody else. Now people are afraid they can come out of the house. You know, we can't live like this. And it starts with us fixing our relationships. And of course, as you say, it starts with the relationship with yourself. What do you feel about yourself? But I really felt like as women, because we teach whatever the culture is. We manifest whatever the belief is about how things should be in our homes. We let our children see, you know, the relationship between ourselves and their fathers. We establish how they're supposed to treat each other as siblings. 9 times out of 10, we're more of the disciplinarian in terms of setting the rules. And we more or less establish the atmosphere in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the greater power to affect change when it comes to what we're teaching the children in terms of ethics and values and how to treat each other. But if we're not being treated well in the household, then that's what we're teaching the children, that it's okay to treat a woman badly. So, like you say, you know, you have to respect yourself. In writing this book, I did just a whole research on a lot of different cultures and relationships and belief systems. And then I look at the animal people. And they seem to have it all together. I mean, however they form their families, it's not a conflict. There's only, and this is interesting, there's only two species on the whole planet where there's acts of rape and fighting over nothing, you know, killing and raiding other people. Communities, only two species do that, and that is human beings and chimpanzees.
Wow.
So in looking at that, I said, what is it that we're not understanding about how you form a family and a community and keep it harmonious? How are we not understanding that, and why do we have these conflicts over our relationships? I mean, we got all kinds of things. We got laws, we got rituals, we got the religious community that wants to say, okay, you gotta take some vows before the religious leaders and the community to show God that you're going to be with this person. You got the law, but you gotta sign a document and have a license to be married. You got all these different things, and still we can't stay together. And the animals, we ain't got none of this.
Okay.
Organize and have their wonderful families. I think it might have been Beata's show where we talked about the penguin community. How beautiful they do. Every year, you know, they take turns. You know, the male and female, they get together with their mate and they produce an egg, and then the out to sea, and they stay and they eat, and they, you know, just gorge themselves as fish, and they bring back the fish. And meanwhile, all the husbands, all the men, they gather together to keep this egg warm, and so they're all huddled together for like, you know, months in the wintertime. And then the females come back and they switch places, because by then the eggs have hatched. So the female, she kind of regurgitates up what she's been eating all the time and feeds the new chick, and all the males, they all go out to sea and they eat. So it's just like organized, synchronized, harmonious. And I'm like, man, penguins in the Arctic air can figure out a way to work together and have a harmonious community, raise their children. How come we can't do that as human beings?
Thank you.
So I wanted to give examples in nature as to how there is harmony in all the various species, you know, everything from lions to birds to, you know, just everything, wolves, you know, teaching human beings that there's a principle that they're following that we're not following.
Mm.
And that principle is that the needs of the whole are greater than the needs of the one. So whatever you do, you think about how it's going to affect your whole community, your family and your community. Because if you can't survive as a community, you're not going to survive as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to have a system where the whole is doing well, is living abundantly. And I looked at the statistics that said, I think 87% of the prisoners in that are serving time came from fatherless homes. So that means the problem is when there is that absence of that partnership and you don't have the guidance. And I think it's something like 85% of teenage girls who get pregnant come from fatherless homes. Again, not having the guidance, not having that partnership, not having that unit. And when you don't have that and you don't have the community support, you don't have a way that you can have someone look after your child, well, we see the results. You know, when you've got 14-year-olds carjacking people at gunpoint, we did something wrong.
Thank you.
And we've got to look at what are we not doing, the reason why our children have come back to be our enemies that we have to fear, and our communities have fallen apart.
Mm.
So until we can pull that family unit back together, we can't fix none of it. I don't care how many police we call. I don't care how many jail sentences we sentence people to. We can't fix this until we fix that family. And we can't fix the family until we fix this side of us.
All right now.
So it isn't just the women who are violating the agreement to be family, or men who are violating this agreement to be family. It's we as individuals who are not respecting ourselves enough to respect others. And respect means a whole lot. It means I value you the way I value myself.
Mm.
I value myself. So if the reason for your getting together with someone is based on your valuing them, then it should be a harmonious union. But if your reason is exploited, I'm going to use you to get what I want, well, then that's not a relationship that's going to last, and it's not going to be truthful, and it's not going to be harmonious. And ultimately, it's going to be exposed for what it is, which is selfish. So we have too many people getting together for wrong reasons. They don't really have a value for that other person. They look at what you can do for me, what I can get from you, what I can get out of you. And then when I'm done with you, I can leave you for someone else.
Right.
Which is different than we are coming together as two souls to create something beautiful together that we can share with the children we produce together and share with the community that we're a part of. That's what the penguin community has that we don't have. So why don't we have that?
Right.
But what are we teaching our children about relationships when they're growing up? What are we teaching them is the reason for relationships? And, you know, during a couple of our men-only discussions with Kareem Waleed, he said, well, you know what little boys learn from older men is, hey, you get as much sex from as many women as you can. That's
yep.
But when you're taught that, you're not taught, okay, I'm looking for someone who's in harmony with me, who I felt the love for, who we can form a partnership with, we can create a family together. You're not looking for that. You're looking for how I get some sex. You know, to make me feel good, to feel like I did something, I'm a man now, and all of that. It's got nothing to do with her feelings, her emotions, her worth as a human being, her soul. None of that. You know? And when you think like that, then that's what those relationships end up looking like. And so what do we do about the fact that that's what men teach other men? We can't fix what is inside the men, but we can fix what we teach our sons.
Yes, we can.
For the next generation of children growing up, we should not be allowing that thought to go forward anymore, because the destruction of it is what we're feeling. The carjacking, the robbery, the rape, that is the energy of that non-respect for women. So that's what happens on the male end. Now, on the female end, if we're looking at a man as for somebody that, you know, I need you to give me, you know, buy me, how much money you got so that you can pay for my hair, my nails, and that, I'm going to find somebody who's got the most status so that I can feel like I'm worth something. So if what you give me is what builds my status, so I'm looking for somebody who can give me a status. But then what happens is, you know, sometimes y'all be running out of money. Oh, you know, good. So you went and get somebody else because you were just something using. Same energy. So if we're not looking at that person and looking at them as somebody who I see you as a partner, I support you emotionally with my encouragement, we can form a partnership, and I can contribute to your well-being, you can contribute to my well-being. We're going to create something together. Create the children together. Raise them together as part of a community that we're a part of together. If I'm not seeing you for who you are, and I'm just looking at you for what you can do for me so I can feel better about myself, then you're just a possession, you're a thing. So we're doing that to each other. And I know we talked about this on somebody's show a couple of days ago, when one of the, we were talking about what men do to women, and of course one of the brothers called in and said, yeah, but I know some women who are out there being players too.
Oh, yeah.
Not one or the other. It's both of us seeing each other as things for our self-esteem instead of human beings that we value and respect. And that's what the foundation of our relationships has to be based on. Because as long as you see a person as a thing, well, you know, you use things and you throw them away.
Right.
So that's how a person feels if you come into a relationship and someone has decided that you no longer have value to me. I'm, you know, ready to move on to something else because I just use you for what you have, or I just use you for how you look, or I just use you for what you can do for me. And so that's when you feel cheated. Like, I was investing my heart in a relationship with someone who I wanted to build with, and they just saw me as a thing to use or a momentary physical experience, but they didn't care about me. That's what the feeling is. You feel like you've been cheated out of the respect of your humanity. So that's what we look at when we look at repairing our relationships. We have to change how we treat each other. We have to change our purpose for getting together with one. We have to respect ourselves enough to never disrespect another. And that is what has to change. The foundation and the purpose of our relationship has to change. The reason for them has to change so they can be built on love, which means desiring for the well-being of another.
I'm so glad you said that, Naima, because you will not believe it. Let me tell you how spirit works. So I think you already know that. You know better than I do. At the Black Ensemble Theater yesterday that I went to see the play Langston, my brother Langston, I see these four women getting out of a car. They all have these yellow T-shirts on, so I, a group effort. And I go inside, and I'm getting footage for High Learning Network TV show, as I'm talking to them, they say, well, wait, we want to bring our father out. And our father is 90 years old, so he's a little slow. And I was like, wow, it's five of y'all, and your dad's here too. Come to find out, I got a quick interview with him there on my page, HLN TV show, facebook.com, HLN TV show. And one of the sisters is an infidelity specialist.
Wow.
How about that? Her name is Tamisha. And hopefully she'll be calling in today. She's texting me now, so hopefully she'll be able to call in after 8 o'clock. I was like, wow. I never knew there was such a thing. But the way that you break it down, it just didn't start up here. There's a whole history behind why things are the way they are. So when you ask yourself the question, cheating, why do I stay? It's a whole lot deeper than what you think it is. That's powerful. I just had to share that.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to hear this.
I can't either. I didn't know there was such a thing, an infidelity specialist. I guess because there's so much going around that you just don't even think about it. Wow. That's powerful. But for those who are watching, it's 7:58. We got to take a commercial coming up in the next minute or so. I want you to type in what city you're watching from or calling from, and why do you think people stay in relationships? Because there's a variety of reasons. What would you say, Naima, is the what you see as the most prevalent reason of why people stay in a relationship when they know their spouse is cheating? Why do they stay?
Well, there's a couple of things that you look at. When you decide to marry someone, that is a contract. And that means you're going to be making an investment in that person, just like you're investing time, money, energy in you. So marriage is different than when you're just dating someone. You're trying to see if there's compatibility. And you have some people who they can live a lifetime just dating people. They don't plan to form a family and put forth the effort to raise children together, to build something for the society. Can I get close to somebody? Can we have sex? And can we have fun together until I get tired of it? That's as far as they see. And that's,
wow.
And that's a choice. So if both people agree that that's all it is, okay, well, that's fine. That's what you got. So in that kind of relationship, you can't call it cheating because there was no agreement that you're going to form a permanent union. You're just having fun together until one of you gets tired of it. That is what you have. So if you're angry that they decide to have an experience with someone else, well, why? Because that's what you all agree. You haven't decided you have a future, that you're building something together. You haven't decided. So you don't own the rights to their emotions or their decision to experience something else with someone else. You just don't. Because that's not the agreement that you have.
Food for thought. We've got a call on the line, Naima, 407-701. I wonder if that's Tanisha. 407-701, you're live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is your sister from another mother, Beata.
Oh, that's Beata. Oh, my sister. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
You're welcome. I'm enjoying the conversation, and something Naima said triggered me to say, okay, share your experience.
Okay.
But I realize you're at the top of the hour.
Yeah, hold on for a second. Let me take a quick break, and we will be right back. So don't go anywhere.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
With the executive producer of the show, Naima Latif, and we are joined by the star of the microphone, Vieta Robinson, my sister from another mister, who's joining the conversation. Why? Why do I stay cheating? Why do I stay? Why am I in this relationship? Ask yourself the question. Take it away, Vieta.
Yeah, and that seems to be the scream, the frustration, just like the frustration that women or men are having either internally or expressing it outward, which doesn't even happen sometimes. Most of it's inside. But my experience is I've had a lot of relationships with men. I'm not ashamed of it. It's what it was because of the lack of intimacy with my mother and father at a young age. I look at that as part of the reason. I'm not making excuses. But I look at the type of relationship I had with my parents is what drove me to have relationships with men, married or not, when I was young or older, whatever. And I see now that I've healed a lot of my unhealthy emotions and parts, I see now that men use sex as a drug because they haven't had healthy relationships with their parents. So whatever is going on, and I look forward to hearing your guest who's a specialist, because there's so many aspects to this topic, cheating. It's not cheating if you're honest about it. And that's what I interviewed a man, Prince the Israelite, on my YouTube channel last week, who has four wives. He has four wives. Two of those wives he's been with for over 30 years, and they have 16 children. Now, this man talked about the type of relationship that is so healthy because there's no cheating. It's honesty. All the women know about the other women. He has a lot of money. He has his own construction company, so he can afford. He just bought over 100 acres of land. This man says, I'm building an empire. And he has four wives, and I said, well, how do you deal with jealousy with these wives? He says, I talk to them. We communicate. We sit down. We have conversations. And I said, well, what if you have a situation where the jealousy keeps coming up, and he says, I divorce them. I'm like, whoa. Because he can't have that type of energy when he's building his empire. I'm like, I applaud you, brother. But we don't have enough men who have those type of mature attitudes where everything's out in the open. Yes, there's two. And he says even the two wives he's had for over 30 years, they both have keys to each other's houses. They help raise each other's children. That's the book that Naima wrote. I said, whoa, you living out. I sent that to Naima. I think I sent it to everybody. But that brother, I hoped I can have him on my blog show as well. But he's a busy man. He's making a lot of money doing his construction. Then he's got land, two pieces of land that he's building an empire. He's building tiny houses on this land. We don't have enough brothers like that. We don't have enough relationships like that. But that's the model of Naima's book is that you have a healthy man, no alcohol in the kingdom, no alcohol on the land. We don't have that because, as we talked about last night, that alcohol is destructive in a relationship. So
yes.
I applaud men like that, and I pray for those men who are stuck seeing sex as a drug and using drugs to heal, to ease their pain that they're in, because a lot of these men, quote, having relationships with other women, they're trying to be fulfilled in their own self because they don't have any love, self-love or fulfillment, like hugging the tree. We talk about that.
Yes,
so there's a lot of healing needed in our communities because we've had poor relationships with our parents is the way I see it. And we're using sex as a drug. We're lying to our spouses about our authentic self that needs to be fulfilled by more than one person. And the spouse can't handle that. On and on and on. We got all these conflicts going because we have not healed the traumas in our childhood. So thank you, Zelda and Naima, for this discussion because we haven't healed yet. And that brother, you know, who's got four wives, he needs to be on the in the pulpit teaching instead of these preachers who are cheating. That's the cheating going on, sitting in the pulpit saying you're all that, you're righteous, and you got four women you with. So let's bring out the honest men. Let's talk about being honest at least, and
okay.
then healing our childhood traumas. That's where I am. Thank you, ladies.
Oh, that's right, healing them childhood traumas, because we sure got them. Thank you, Viata. Oh, my goodness, we got another call.
Viata also is spelled V-I-Y-A-H. We just got to change the H behind the first.
Okay, say that again, please, while I take this call. Spell it again,
V-I-Y-A-H-T-A.
V-I-Y-A-H-T-A.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Next time she talks, I'll pull it up there. Thank you so much. Let's go to the phone lines. Your line is still open, Viata. 773-737. You are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates to cheating? Why do I stay?
Well, hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers.
Hey, Mama D!
Yes, Wisdom with Mama D, and I hope everyone tunes in on this Sabbath day if Daima hooks me up from 12 to 2 p.m. We're going to be discussing overcoming hate with healing because August 28, 1988, myself as founding president of Global Committee Commemorating King Days, we wanted to honor Dr. King for having brought open housing to Chicago in 1966, and he was stoned in Marquette Park after their cars were set afire and he was pushed into the lagoon, forcing the Black Peacestone Nation as one of the groups that protected him because the police would not protect them. They had to go past the Nazi headquarters. So anyway, we wanted to thank him. It's 22 years later. We wanted to go to the park and thank him, but we could not do it without 1,000 police and the skinheads, the Nazis, and the Ku Klux Klan. They all showed up, and I got death threats. If you go to Marquette Park, you'll die, et cetera, et cetera. So one of the things that we'll plan to do is set up the banner that I brought back from Ghana, which is 23.5 feet long. Having a bebop, bop, and hip-hop dance contest because we're all connected. And I'll help people share my Earth Day birthday cake. Because August 28th happens to be my Earth Day birthday.
Happy birthday to our very own.
Excuse me. See, if you say born day, you miss it. If you say noble
day,
you miss it. If you say Earth Day, you miss it. The point is No lie can live forever. And when you come, the problem is you are alive inside of your mother's body. She shared her food, her air, and her water with you, and that is why you should share with others. That is how Earth Day Birthday got born. I was trying to teach my preschool ages about sharing. But the point is, if we got that first relationship straight, with proper respect for your mother, you wouldn't have any domestic violence issue with any other women in your life. But women have been beaten down so much until they give credit to a bird. They say a stork brought you. They give credit to a vegetable. They say a fountain, a cabbage patch. But the truth is, enter into this world on a true foot. Your mother did the birthing. Your mother did the labor. Your mother did the work. And you were alive for 9 months before she did the labor, before she did the birthing, before she did the work. And you got born on the earth. So when you say Earth Day, birthday, you give credit to both. And this is why I'm on a mission to no lie can live forever, but this one has been living eternally because everybody says my birthday and they stick out their chest. Well, it's not your birthday. It's your mama's birthday.
All right now, so, Mama D. That's real right. Wisdom, Mama D.
My husband and I, Robert, and I'm in this kind of situation now, which Barretta is very familiar with, so I disagree that if you know about it, it's cheating, it's adultery, whether you know about it or not, if one of those parties are married. We were on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and the situation was about fragmented relationships. And my husband says, well, my wife put something in all the categories. So that's why we don't have the fragmented relationship because different people have different needs. But if you're in all the category, and who the guest or the panelist that was on the show, this particular show, was married to Ayn Rand. Now, they said she, next to the Bible, she had sold more books than anybody in the world. That is what they said. And what was happening was my life with Ayn Rand. They all got together, and she had attractions to the neighbors, and he and the wife agreed that they would follow this through. But at the end of the day, they had such a thing going on outside of the relationship until the spouses started to feel isolated and left out. And they were very adamant. We just have this once a week time together, and you all are complaining. And so having the knowledge of even agreeing with it, if it doesn't work out, a misdemeanor becomes a crime when you get involved in these situations. I'll give you an example. David, now here he is, it's written in that Black History Bible book, whose hero is a woolly-haired man with bronze-colored feet to match his bronze-colored face, that thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, and if your man lusteth after a woman in his heart, the biblically speaking, he has committed adultery with her. But anyway, it was a misdemeanor. He was going with Bathsheba. He impregnated her. He wanted her to blame her husband and say he was the father. So he pulled him out from the battlefield and wanted him to know his wife. That's the word they use biblically. They never say have sex with her, but they say he wanted him to know her. But he had a wartime headache. He said, no, darling, not tonight. I have a wartime headache. So there wasn't no sexual stuff going down. So that little plan wasn't working. So what David did was he sent him out on the battlefield, on the front line, for him to be killed. So that little misdemeanor became a crime.
I'm glad that you use that example, and I'm really grateful that both of our six stars of wisdom chimed in on this discussion to illuminate what we're looking at and what needs to be addressed. Because, like I said in the beginning, the reason for our relationship, when the right reason is there, when the right foundation is there, it flourishes. So when you meet someone and you have a vision of, first of all, yourself, what are you doing as a human being? What are your goals? How do you define yourself? And then you meet someone who's in harmony with you, and so you are agreeing to walk together on a path. You're agreeing on some life goals together. That's the foundation of your relationship. You have a vision of who you are and who's in harmony with you and where you're going. So now, in places where it's understood that, you know, there are more women than men, you're going to form family groups that include everybody so that everybody can be in a family, to be in some type of partnership in which they are working together to achieve goals. And like I point out in the book, The Female Solution, in the animal kingdom, where the ratio of male to female is greater females than males, well, then the family groups that they form will have more females than males, such as pride and lions and so forth. But there is a family goal that everybody is participating in. So there's a reason for their coming together as family, as mates, as couples, whatever the case may be, because the foundation is we have a goal together. We are in harmony with what we're trying to achieve as a family. That's the difference than someone speaking, as I said earlier, who just exploits someone. I want to use you for a temporary sexual experience. I don't really care about your goals and who you are. I care about what you can do for me. And once I'm done with you, well, I'll move on to the next person. That's not a long-range goal.
No.
So, and one thing I point out in The Female Solution, which, you know, a lot of men didn't get this point either. This is not about multiple sex partners. This is about forming families that have a strong foundation and a goal to build. Diana talked about a man who said he's building an empire. So those women who understand the vision, they're in harmony with him. It's not about who you're having sex, because sex isn't the reason for our getting together. It's the goal that we have. And so we're working cooperatively to achieve that goal together. There's no conflict. But when you're looking at somebody as a sex partner, and you're deciding, okay, I want you to be my exclusive sex partner because you're a thing that I own, well, then I don't want anybody else to own you, because, you know, this is my piece or whatever. And then you look at that person as a piece. Because that's, you don't have a goal for them. You have a reason to possess them.
Mm.
That does not last. That's not something that is a strong foundation to build on. You've made a person a thing. What do you do with things? You use them and you throw them away and get another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So men who are thinking that, what I'm saying is, if you have multiple things, they should all know about each other. No. None of them should be a thing. That's why there's conflict, because you've made all of them into things that you don't care about. You're not building something together. You're using it.
Yes.
And women do the same thing.
And that'll backfire on you. Yeah.
He's paying my car note. I got this man over here. He's paying my rent. Well, yeah, I'm a player. I can have all these men. And then they find out each other. They fight each other. And what are you building with these people? Nothing. You're using them as things. So those kinds of relationships are exploited. They're not building family. They're not building community. They're building conflict. So first is the reason for your relationship. Why are you with this person? Are you building something together? So, you know, we've had a whole history of marriage and what it meant. And in the ancient times, marriage was, it's like you're purchasing a woman. A man was buying a woman and he give a price for her. Okay, I give you 15 cows or whatever. But she was his possession.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many cultures where the whole thing was to control who she had sex with. You know, I'll make sure she can't have sex with nobody but me. So in China, what they break the girl child's feet, so okay, whenever she gets a husband, she can't walk away from him. She can't commit adultery because she can't have walk. So
right.
That was that practice. And that ain't been too long. They stopped that. in the last little over a century that they stopped that practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in East Africa, they would do female circumcision, you know, mm-hmm. because the sensitive part of your genitalia, the pleasure center. So, you know, if you don't get nothing out of sex, well, then you ain't going to cheat on me because, you know, you want sex. So I'm going to control who you have sex with. And that was the answer because the idea was this is my possession. So we have slowly evolved out of that thought that you're buying a possession in your marriage.
Mm.
We're now evolving to the higher concept that this is a partnership. We're agreeing to establish a goal together. That's the purpose. I don't own you. You don't own me. We're working together in a mutually beneficial, respectful partnership. Now, what should happen, and we're saying you're including in that an exclusive, sexually intimate relationship. That is the agreement. Then that agreement should be honored. If either party is not willing to honor that agreement, well then they need to say, I am no longer willing to honor that agreement, and then respectfully step out of that agreement, which is what divorce is. But if you are deciding to have other relationships, well, what are these relationships? Are you been exploiting someone else? Using someone else, okay, I have my person that I've agreed to be in an exclusive relationship with, and then I have this other person that I'm using for a temporary experience.
Mm.
Well, that's affecting the other person, so why would you do that?
Mm.
So then just saying, okay, well, you know, the person who I agreed to be exclusive with, you should just accept the fact that I have something else on the side that I'm doing. That is not same thing that this brother's doing with the four wives, and everybody's respected and everybody's part of that family unit, and they're working together on a goal. That's the same exploitation that is just like the dating thing. Okay, I use you, I dump you. You know, a man has to not have that mentality if he's going to get into marriage. If you're going to marry someone, you can't then be seeing somebody as something temporary that you use. If you're going to bring someone else into your family, that's a whole different experience. That's a different understanding. That's one in which the women are also in harmony that we are working together with this man for a goal. So that's the issue that we have in this particular culture. Women don't have an understanding that we're working together toward a goal.
We don't even understand ourselves. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Because our whole self-esteem is based on somebody who validates our womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we get angry. That's why we get jealous. Because we're feeling like my worth is based on me capturing an exclusive sex partner that validates my beauty, my intelligence, my worth. And if that person gets involved with someone else, that somehow detracts from my work. So our thinking about ourselves is incorrect. We're basing our self-esteem on someone else being our exclusive sex partner.
Come on now. Vieta says, thank you for pointing out how we use people for our egos more than purpose to build a kingdom or empire. Yes, Vieta. Yes, my Israelite guest spoke of having and knowing the purpose of the family and partners, not focusing on the sex. It's because we live in a carnal world. That's who we are. That's what we've been taught. And we haven't taken time to do otherwise. And Hamida, that's my girlfriend from back in the day. I'm supposed to know that, right? Say it again.
Hamida.
Hamida Zia. We lived in the Stateway Gardens together, and I met her at the, the Christmas Addicts reunion just this past weekend, so it was good to see 60 years ago. Good Lord. But anyway, thank you, Hamida. Hamida, for joining us in this morning. See, I knew her by another name. I didn't know about that name, so I thank you for that.
So the difficulty that we have as women is to first of all develop self-esteem that doesn't have anything to do with anyone other than ourselves. Like you said earlier,
mm-hmm.
the fact that we have to love ourselves. And then we attract someone to ourselves who loves us for who we are, not what they can get out of us or you know, the status of being with this beautiful woman that I'm having sex with. Because too many men, that's the drive of their relationship.
Because they see, that's why it's so unfair. Because men have been taught one thing; they're taught to get the draws, dog, get as many as you can.
Yeah.
And women have been taught, he the one, get the one.
Yeah. Make him love me. You know, and all of that.
Because
if a man loves me, then I have worth.
Right.
Know? So
you had worth when you were born.
Right. That's it. You had worth when you were born.
He talked you out of it. Told you needed this, and all of this.
Right.
You were fine without that, but you didn't know that.
Who you are as a soul has worth.
Thank you.
You need to have somebody who understands that and honors that. Now, what happens is when men are attracted to someone outside of a marriage that they have contracted to, that makes a woman feel like he is devaluing me, because he is violating our agreement. And again, there's a difference between a relationship where people are dating, where the man has said, look, we're building something together. They're just saying, as far as he's concerned, like, look, we're going to have fun together, we're going to have sex, and when I'm done with you, I can move on. That's the agreement that you have when you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get mad if you're dating someone and your thought is, well, he should be my exclusive partner, and he has not agreed to that, or vice versa. Even men, you can't get mad at the woman if she decides she wants to see somebody else, because while you're dating, that means you do what you want. That's what that is. Deal with that, because that's what you have.
And that's what you have.
You can't get mad at anybody. But
right.
Once you have a marital contract, and if you are agreeing to exclusivity, that's what you're agreeing to. So what happens when you break any contract? Then that agreement is over. That's done. So now the question is, why do you stay? Well, if you stay in a relationship and someone has broken the agreement of exclusivity, then you have a choice to accept their breaking the contract or leave the relationship. We have difficulty because we cannot figure out who's at so-called fault. And what I think is at fault is the agreement itself. You realize that over a lifetime, you change. You grow. You evolve. Sometimes people evolve together, and sometimes they don't. So I've had friends who have stayed in abusive marriages because they believe, based on their religion, that it was a sin to get a divorce. So they stayed with someone who abused them. They stayed with someone who had relationships with other women outside the marriage. They stayed because, you know, perhaps they were taught in their religion, well, it's a sin to divorce. But if you no longer have a mutual agreement that you're both following, then the marriage is over. The agreement is over. The agreement has been broken. So why do you stay? Either you believe that person is going to change their behavior, or you're believing you're not going to be able to attract someone who's willing to adhere to the agreement that you want. And so you stay with someone that isn't agreeing as you all previously agreed, hoping that things will change.
And they never do. And they never do. And if they do, they change for the worse. When we come back, it's time for our last break. And I do believe our infidelity specialist is on the line. When we come back, Naeem, I want you to read a little something from the book, The Female Solution by Naeema Latif. And right now we're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Tanisha, infidelity specialist. And she'll keep us, share some information that we may have not known. So stay close. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naeema Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm joined by our executive producer, Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution. And I want to remind you that this Saturday is a very big day in the city of Chicago, actually all over the world, because it's the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Now, I know you know some children who have, between the ages of 13 and 19, who have some outstanding talent. And we would like for you to tell them about the talent contest and have them participate as we celebrate our youth. They can register a child in your community. They can win cash prizes and scholarships. It's Saturday, August 27th, 12 noon, and all you have to do is send in their name, their age, what city they're from, send it to hlntvshow@gmail.com. We're looking for singers, dancers, actors, writers, roller skaters, journalists, photographers, cinema photographers, whatever their talent is. They may have a talent that we don't even know about. Whatever it is, have them send us an email to hlntvshow@gmail.com. 13 through 19, they can participate, and it's every last Saturday of the month. So this Saturday, the 27th, is the last one for August. Well, it's the only one for August. And if you would like to contribute to their well-being, they, we're always taking donations, tax-deductible donations at higherlearningnetwork.org. And all the information is always on my blog, which is zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So I just wanted to share that with you. And you could also support this by voting, by showing up and voting on our YouTube channel. And I'll be having all of that on our, there's our YouTube channel right now. But right now we want to go to the phone line and open up the line for our infidelity specialist. Never heard that word, but she just showed me that there is one. And her name is Tamisha, and I think, is it Brooks? I can't remember the last name. Tamisha, you are live on The Female Solution Grand Rising. Where are you calling from, sweetie?
Great morning. How are you doing this morning?
Grand Rising, thank you so much for calling in this morning. I was just telling everybody about your lovely dad that I met yesterday at the Langston, my brother Langston, at the Black Ensemble Theater, and that information is on our blog, ZeldaSpeaks.org. I'm sorry, no, that's not on the blog. I haven't put it on there yet. That's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/HLN TV show. But I was so excited, but I'm going to pull you up because I don't know which one you are, but I'm sure you're going to tell me here. Are you watching online at all, or are you just on the phone?
I'm on the phone right now.
Okay, but I'm going to pull it up. And because I want people to see what I saw. I was so excited about seeing these young ladies yesterday. Her dad came to the show, and he is 90 years young. Can I pull that up and open that? Naima, there he goes. There he is.
Oh, there we go. Oh, look at him.
90. Yes, there he is.
Wow. As you can't hear me, I have daughters. That's what he has on his shirt. I like that.
I didn't see that. Tamisha, spell your name for me so I don't get it wrong, dear.
It's T-A-M-E-I-S-H-A. And my last name is Jenkins.
And your last name is?
Jenkins. My maiden name was Brooks. That's my dad's last name, yes.
Oh, okay. And you're calling from what city?
I'm currently in Chicago. We're still here.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay. Yes. Let me be sure I got that name right. And that is T-A-M-E-I-S-H-A, right?
That's it.
I got it right. And she is an infidelity specialist. Whoever heard, I never even knew that existed. But I'm looking at the picture here. There are five of you. And I'm not sure. I know which one you are because I saw you, but I'm trying to find you here on the video. But anyway, please, because we don't know. I never heard of infidelity specialist, and the video is not playing. Don't ask me why. Oh, there it is.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
My name is Alvin Brooks.
There's Tamisha.
And you're 90. Wow, you came all the way to Chicago.
I'll let you go and see that on your own. That's your dad. But that's your dad's
yes.
Father. I just had to. My brother Langston, I just had to show that. I was just so excited for seeing your dad, girl. And Tanisha, let me be honest with you. I didn't know who my dad was. Never knowing.
Wow.
When I saw you and your dad, years young, it just blew me away. It brought tears to my eyes, so I just had to stop him. And so thank you so very much for being a part of this show. And who knew that you were infidelity specialist? Oh, my God, I didn't even know such a person existed.
Yes, it is. You know, listen, we're in 2022. It's a lot of things that exist that sometimes we don't know unless we have experience or expertise in that field. So I most definitely got to give it back to you. I appreciate you for allowing me to speak on your platform. And the topic is, what was your topic about cheating? I do, and why do we stay?
Cheating, why do I stay?
Listen, one thing I can share with you is I've been married for 24 years, and it didn't always start off that way. You know, my husband had cheated on me for 10 years, and in that relationship, we as women, I truly believe we know when our spouses or significant others or boyfriends or girlfriends or whomever, you know when something is happening. If someone tells you that they don't, then they're in denial. I'm just being honest. because as a woman, and as God created us, we have intuitions, and we know in our knower if something is happening. And sometimes people deny those signs. And so what happened in my situation is that, like I said, my husband cheated on me for about 10 years, actually, and then I stepped out. And so I stepped out because he has stepped out. And mine initially started off as conversations, you know, someone that was listening to me. And so one of the reasons why I stuck and stayed is that once everything was aired out, God had to show me. And so in prayer, once God revealed to me who I was, and because in our relationships, you know, a lot of times we are putting on a facade. You know, you can say that you're happy, you're pleased. You know, you have a family, and I had a family, but I was unhappy, and I was broken. And so typically hurt people hurt people. Broken people, they continue to allow that cycle to continue. And in my situation, I knew I wanted my marriage. My parents had been married for 63 years prior to my mother passing 9 years ago. And so my sisters, all of them had been married. Two of my sisters that you met yesterday had been married over 30 years, and both of their spouses passed 6 months from each other, but they had 30 years of marriage. I have a sister now that her and her husband has been married almost 38 years. So it was history in our family. So I knew what I wanted, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. I knew what I wanted. And so God had to reveal to me who I was. And in that, sometimes when I tell you, God stripped me and I was literally butt-ball naked before praying and asking God, who, you know, what is it that you want me to do? And once he revealed to me my flaws and my character flaws and things that was going along in me, how could I point the finger at the person who was the accuser and was cheating when I didn't even look at myself in the mirror? So sometimes when you stay, God had to show you before, okay, God, is this for me to stay? And so you stay in a situation because you see things bigger than what they are in the present state that you're in. And so because of that, once he revealed to me who I was, I can then be able to partner with my husband and us become join one. And my favorite scripture that I entail is Ecclesiastes 4:12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. So now that we're on one accord, we cannot be easily broken. But God had to just show me and my situation, and that's why I say it.
And I just want you to reiterate, if you could summarize that in a very short paragraph as to exactly why you are who you are today as an infidelity specialist. So you said you stay in a as an infidelity specialist, are you recommended that people stay in a relationship if they discover their spouse is cheating, or?
I do. I recommend people stick and stay. The reason why is because we all have character flaws, and I kid you not. When God had to show me, I was one that I complained a lot. I always was, you know, comparing, you know. Well, I had sisters and my dad that had been married for long term, but that's not who I was married to. I was married to my husband, and so he's not them. And so sometimes we as women, we compare our spouses to other people, or look at now in 2022, you have so much that is in front of you that you can be comparing your relationship to someone else. I would say do this.
Folks, out your relationship. Amen.
And so, absolutely. I know there's so many materials that are out there, things that you can read as women. I have a book that I have just, I have pre-sales going on now. But again, I am an infidelity specialist. I am certified counselor and mentor and coach. And so because of that, say this. Once you know who you are, you can be a better person to whomever that mate is, whether it's your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever that is. But you got to know you first and foremost. That's the first check. The second thing is you must understand what things that you guys have to work out, the odds. Why are you cheating? People cheat for a reason, you know, so you need to ensure that you have that conversation. Communication is key. And then your sex has to be right in the bedroom.
Your what has to be right?
The sex has to be right in the bedroom.
The sex has to be right in the bedroom.
Absolutely.
And if
people cheat for a reason. Mm-hmm.
And so are you saying to me that if the sex is not right in the bedroom, then the relationship is doomed? What if there is no sex?
So men are visual people. You know, these are conversations that my husband and I have. Although they're uncomfortable, sometimes conversations can be uncomfortable, but in a relationship, that's good to have uncomfortable conversations. Why? Because we're communicating, and we're bringing things to the surface, and you can't sweep anything under the rug. So as long as you're being real and transparent with your spouse, then there's nothing hidden.
Well, say it.
That's right. Can't hide anything.
I see Vieta Robinson says, what does it say here? I'm thinking
I could be an infant on these specials based on experience and self-healing.
Yeah.
You know, I think what Tamisha just said about the sex not being right, that might hurt a lot of women when they realize their spouse has stepped out of the marriage, because then the thought is, well, what is she doing that I'm not doing, or why does he like her more than me? And for a lot of men, I think you said it earlier, you know, sex is used for a lot of different things, building self-esteem, you know, all of those things. But what happens in a marriage, first, the communication breaks down. So if I can't talk to you, then we're not going to be able to be sexually intimate. So first is, we stop talking about, like she said, those painful conversations we need to have, you know, what's wrong, why are you angry, whatever it is, we don't talk. And then he desires that intimate feeling with someone else who's not his wife because they can't talk to each other. So then he ends up maybe starting out talking to another woman. And then that evolves into the physical intimacy. And then there you have what you consider cheating. You're now not exclusive intimate partners anymore because you couldn't talk to each other. And then you couldn't be physically intimate, and so he got that fulfillment from somewhere else. Now, does that mean your marriage is over? Well, generally, once you've established emotional and physical intimacy with someone else, that bond is there too. That's there. And what happens when you can't break it? Because bonds don't always break. So sometimes, and this is what I started out at the beginning of the show saying, what I was seeing, the pattern of children from broken homes because the woman was angry because the man had emotionally and physically left. And so her thought was, well, since you left this marriage, we're getting a divorce and that's it. But the reality is, you've hurt the children. So now we have, what we have now are women fighting each other. You know, I'm going to take this man from you. No, I'm going to take him back. And we're fighting over the men. And as a result, we have disharmony between us as women. We need to be collectively mothering our children so that we can provide that cultural direction that they need. We can't do that because we're fighting. So what do we have? 14-year-old carjackers who are out here killing people. And we as women, the keepers of the culture, can't work together because we're at war with each other over men. We got to come up with a way to fix it. And if we don't come up with a way to fix it, we perish. So what should we do? And this was the challenge that I had in trying to explain to women who are of the human species, that we got to look at what do other species do in the process of creating a kind of culture that is reflective of their situation. And this is why the current marriage format doesn't work, because it doesn't address the reality that we found ourselves in, with five successive wars, many young virile men killed off, women left alone, with children or young women not married at all, this overabundance of women and lesser available men. We've had drugs, we've had jailing. So this is the numerical reality. So the answer isn't, well, some women have to be without and some women, you know, you got to fight over them. That isn't working. But we tried that. This is what we got. Too many children, no father. Too many relationships broken. Too many relationships unformed because we don't have a culture where children see what a family looks like. So you end up with men being taught, look, get all the sex you can because it's out there. And what does that produce? So given that reality, we have to come up with something else that addresses the needs of the children. And that is what gave birth to the female solution, which is real difficult because we're dealing with women's fears of their inadequacy, women's fears of what happens to life. Fate is now involved with another woman. What if he likes her better? What if she's prettier? What if she leaves me for her? She got all of those insecurities. And then we don't have a vision of why we're married. Are we like the brother that Deanna was talking about? Are we working together as a collective to build an empire? Are we able to understand that the collective needs are greater than the needs of the individual because the individual can't survive unless the collective survive. Are we able to understand that, or are we not able to understand it because of religious teaching?
That will keep you trapped in a place you don't want to be longer than you want to be there because you have not taken the time to do the work on self, like we did the breathing this morning, to listen, to hear. You've got to hear what's in here and what's in your heart from the maker, from the creator, before you can display that on any level, personal or physical.
Yes.
Vieta Robinson says, yes, communication breakdown was the main reason my marriage ended. I had lots of men willing to have deep conversations with me, and that's what attracts men and women to each other. Now, our specialist here, our infidelity specialist, wow, learn something. That's why I love this show, because I learn something new every day. Never heard of such a thing, an infidelity specialist. Well, thank you so very much for bringing that to our attention, because I'd never heard of it. Cheating. Why do I say? She also, our infidelity specialist, also has a book out. Tell us how this, tell us a little bit about the book, Tamisha. Did I lose you?
She was at, what was her phone number?
She's a 407-706, yes. Did I lose you? Yeah, it dropped. Hopefully she'll call back in. But in the meantime, I wanted you to read a, wow, we got lots of calls here. Tamisha, if you can call back in. But in the meantime, let me take this call. 111-1111, I'm going to open your mic. Please tell us who you are and what's your question or comment as it relates to cheating. Why do I say this is not about? This is about cheating. Why do I say? So if you got a promo, this is not the time for it. 111-1111. What's your comment or question as it relates to cheating? Why do I stay?
Hi, this is Lois here in Chicago, Illinois. And, you know, God is so good to all of us. And I'm just wondering if the female solution has negotiated with the holistic life coach, Vieta, and Wisdom with Mama D, and being supportive of something that is not explained when they join the show. So if the solution is causing the problem, I'm wondering if we can address situations with everybody else, their husbands, and what happened to them, and the female solution is involved in this adulterous behavior with, if they feel that pictures are supposed to be sent to her husband of Vieta in the bathtub and nude pictures, and the female solution is going to say, this is okay, join our family. That's my comment. I think we need to open that up.
I think we have another 111.
If you haven't had someone to take your husband, or you don't have a husband, and you're sitting around concocting situations to break up somebody else's marriage, a 33-year marriage, and the female solution is just because they don't have a man, they want to break up a family? Come on. Let's change the name from female solution. This is a problem.
All right, now, hold on, Ms. Lois. We got, she's calling back in, our Fidelity Specialist, 706-951. Tamisha, you're live back on the air with us. Tamisha?
All right, good morning. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry we dropped your call. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I think we probably need to let our listeners on Blog Talk know they need to go to Facebook or YouTube, the Higher Learning Network, so they can continue on, because we're probably going to have to go into an after show because we only got like 2 minutes left on Blog Talk. And if you're on our switchboard, stay on the switchboard and press one if you got something to say.
Press one now if you have a comment.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com /the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Cheche, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsanida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, gracias, Italy, grazie, Egypt, shukran, Ghana, merci, Nigeria, eshe, South Africa, ngiyabonga, Senegal, jeret, Kenya, asante, Israel, toda, Pakistan, shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, shukran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
We are officially in the after show of the On Air Everywhere is where you can find us, but we are officially in the after show with executive producer Naima Latif. And we have our infidelity specialist who is still here with us, Tamisha. She's going to tell us about this book that will help us in our efforts. Go ahead, Tamisha.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear. If you can speak just a little bit louder for those who may not be, it's kind of low, so yeah.
All right. So, yes, I do have a, right now I'm pre-selling my book. It's called If You Couldn't Prevent It, But You Will Withstand It, 8 Steps to Prevent and Overcome Infidelity. So there is a way that you can purchase the pre-sale. The book will be coming out the 1st of September. What you can do is go on my Facebook page. I will post it there. I will also send the information to the host, and maybe she can post it and promote it on her page as well. But
absolutely. Your Facebook page.
My Facebook page is Tamisha, Tamisha Jenkins, Jenkins.
Okay, and I've just posted that information right there, and I'll put it on my blog as well.
The book is available at Facebook.com, Tamisha Jenkins. She's doing a pre-sale. And I want to thank you for being transparent, for having the audacity and the courage to share that information. Because not everybody's willing to share, but it's so many people that are going through this. As I said at the beginning of the show, this is not about my relationship, so don't even think it. I'm not Wendy Williams. I'm not coming up here with a smile on my face saying my relationship ain't in trouble and we about to get a divorce. That is not what I said. Tony is right in the other room. He come in here and co-sign if you want to, but it ain't necessary. But anyway, I just want to let you, because you know how people mix stuff up. You know.
I know. Oh, she must have run.
Right. Right. She doing a show on it. Nah, baby. That's the least of my concerns. No. So we'll be going to Facebook.com to meet Tamisha Jenkins. And the name of the book is, again, what's the name of the book again, Tamisha?
If you could, you couldn't prevent it, but you will withstand it. And it's
okay
to prevent and overcome infidelity.
You couldn't prevent it, but you can withstand it.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's a very good title. You know, I
love
it. It's important for women to understand that when men seek other women, it doesn't have anything to do with them. It
ain't got nothing to do with you. Nothing.
No.
So why are you trying to make it about you? Just, you know,
get out of our head. We get angry, though. We get angry because we think that his behavior is reflecting on our self-worth.
Right.
And our lovability.
Right.
And the reason why we think that is because somewhere inside of us, we're afraid that we're unlovable. That seed was planted in our childhood.
Right here. When my mom went down south, she died, and I went down south to live with an aunt. Like, don't nobody want me.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want me. Kid from the project, big ass, big hips, big nose, big lips, all that. Don't nobody want me. They didn't show me, and it shipped me off. And that stayed with me all of my life until recently. And I'm just in my 60s, almost 70. So I know what that feels like. So if I felt that way, I know I'm not the only one.
Absolutely. So that's the first thing. You know, if we talk about self-love and loving yourself and valuing yourself, if you're telling yourself, oh, I'm too tall, too short, too fat, too thin, too light, too dark, he don't want me, he got somebody else, it's got nothing to do with you. Men seek other relationships because they're trying to build their self-esteem. That's what they do. And women do the same thing. And like, again, you know, all the men is listening and think I'm bashing men. I'm not bashing men, but I am understanding that what we have right now is a crisis of families falling apart because our culture has evolved to a state where men are not knowing how to form a family because they've been raised in a broken home where there was no father. Like, you saw their father, his five daughters. That's a very healthy thing. They know what a father looks like.
Yes.
Because many people don't know what a father
yes.
looks like. That means they don't know what a partnership, a healthy partnership looks like. So if you can't see it, you can't be it. And so a lot of the men, they still want the ecstasy that comes with sexual intimacy. They want that. They want the adoration of women for their ego. They want that. But they don't know how to put that together in a relationship in which there is a family and a vision for a goal of where you're going in life. So what they have is a series of sexually intimate relationships where they spend some time with somebody for a while, and then when the conversation disappears or they can't communicate anymore, then they leave that and start another one. But they don't have stable families. So our communities look the way they look. Toe up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what we have to do. But we have to create a marriage structure that deals with the reality of people changing. And I think the religious community has done people a disservice by saying you must stay into something until you die.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you outgrow your spouse. Sometimes they have issues that you can't help them with, and they're hurting you. And it would be better if you stepped away from them and let God heal them.
Yes.
And so it's okay if you have to end a marriage. It doesn't mean you're going to hell and all these other things we've been raised with. If you choose to stay with somebody, you decide, okay, I'm going to stick it out with you. Our agreement is, you know, we are two souls. We're going to stay with each other until one of us leaves this planet. Okay, that's your decision. relationship with someone else, but you say, well, look, I'm gonna stick with my agreement because I said I'm going to do this, that's a good thing. That's your choice. But if you decide, look, I don't want you involved with someone else, and that's breaking our agreement of exclusivity, I have a right to choose to end this marriage, there's no blame on you for that either. It's a free will choice on what you want to do. What we cannot do, however, is to see someone else's behavior as a reflection on our self-worth.
Amen.
And right now, we as women cannot be at war with each other.
Thank you.
We have to figure this thing out. And this is where we talk about a solution. And one of the things I did, and we'll talk about that later, I actually created a marriage contract, which deals with, you know, possible expansion of the family relationship to include other partners for those who think that may be something that is what they wish to explore. It also deals with dissolving the marriage if you decide you've grown apart, and dissolving it without having to bring in lawyers to take all your money and disrupt your family, being able to do it peacefully. So that's one of the things that I presented, and we've talked about this on previous shows, because we have to have a different agreement. So after we part and then you're staying in an abusive marriage because you think God won't let you leave, that's wrong. Or if someone steps out of the marriage and you have infidelity, then you feel like, I'm going to sue you for everything, I'm going to punish you for that and take everything you got and leave you homeless because I'm going to punish you for hurting me, that's also destructive. So we have to come up with a way of respecting people's emotional ties, respecting their agreements, respecting their right to expand their lives and evolve into someone that they may not have been when we married them, and realize maybe this is not the partner that is suitable for me right now because they're not who they were when we got married. We don't have the same goals. We don't have the same interests. It's okay for me to set them free or for them to set me free and still respect each other. And that is the challenge that we have, being able to respect each other. We got a whole bunch of callers,
okay.
And I know people have something to say. So I'll let you take some calls before I read the portion of the book.
Okay. Tamisha, are you still here with us? I may have lost her. Just want to
706-951.
Yes. Tamisha, are you still with us? Did you want to give us?
I'm still with you.
Okay. Did you want to give us a closing thought? And you're more than welcome to stay after the show. But I just wanted to know if you wanted to give us a closing thought because I didn't want you to leave here without doing that.
I would just want to share with the people that are listening in the audience is to just understand who you are as a human being, as a person, understand your needs and wants, and be able to communicate that with your spouse, with your significant other. And the reason for that is because when things go untalked about and discussed, that other person doesn't know what it is that's on your mind. So you must talk about it. Communication is key.
You are absolutely
right. And I yield the mic.
You are absolutely right, because, you know, we have a tendency, I know I do, I'm guilty of that. I think you can read my mind. You know everything that about me, so, and you know how I feel, so you should know. No, Zelda, that is not. That's not how I'm at. Tony's teaching me. That's what marriage is teaching me. No, he don't know. It's not coming through osmosis. You need to talk. As much as you talk on the air, you need to talk to your husband. That's my therapy. Anyway, let's take some calls as we go to the phone lines.
I think that second, the second one was switchboard, that second 111111, I think that's a different one.
Okay.
One was fourth and one was the, we already got that one. I think we got the one above him, above her.
Okay, 111111. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Good morning, sister.
Grand Rising. Hi, who's this?
Yeah. Hey, this is Obadiah. It's a wonderful program. I was just going to say it's a masterful program. But let's do a different change in consciousness in this piece. Number one, yes, tradition versus anew. There's some sort of notion that marriage is totally monogamous, and that's a lie. Because first of all, people are automatically connected. When you marry somebody, you are automatically adjoining with somebody else's family. and you got all these nephews, nieces, cousins, and all these other people. The problem that we have in society is that somebody has pigeonholed us. I heard a woman call up earlier talking about sitting in pictures and all of this type of stuff. The reality is we multifaceted people. Everybody thinks that when somebody's in a relationship, the subject's cheating. Why do I ask, what is cheating? Just because somebody likes somebody else, it doesn't mean they're in the bed. Who came up with that idea? People misread so much that they can't even get the grip of it. Let me show you what I mean. When you get in a marriage and you're with someone, they make you better. I was married the first time 7 years. And I see my wife, we put our race hands and we grip our hands together because we went through life together. We're still the best of friends because we went through things when we were young. Some of them we didn't understand, but we evolved. The love we have for each other will never change. She can be with somebody else now. She's, so what? She was with some guy she appreciated. I appreciated her and the man she was with. Let me show you the change in the paradigm that we need to do. Number one, you make people better. When you make somebody better, they're desirable to everybody. You don't live in a monolithic society where you go and hide your head. For example, I'm a person that's a people person, and I'm out in the public. I'm on the phone with thousands of people, and I love everybody. We have so many talents. We got 10 fingers. We have so many talents, each person in friends, acquaintances, and that, such sort of thing. They develop our betterment in a different way. It's not monolithic. The idea that, oh, you get married, that's all. No, you have many friends after marriage because marriage will enhance you. So instead of the woman being mad, oh, let me get mad at my, no, she should be complimenting her husband, talking about how wonderful he is and all these wonderful traits he has. Let me show you the last solution. This is something I've done. Because at the end of the day, sometimes I say, a lot of this stuff, at the beginning, people would cheat and hide folks that they knew because somebody wouldn't understand what was going on between those two. They had some type of close relationship. Sometimes it can be mental. Sometimes it can be spiritual. But whatever your connection with someone else is, you all have connected it and are growing forward. What happens is, and this is what I was able to do. What happens is we always do this thing, oh, they're cheating. Let's stop that. I say, let me end that. I've got a friend over here, and I've got my wife over here. I call my wife up, and I call my friend up. I say, hey, let's have a three-way conversation. Let's do this, because you may think that he's taking something away from you, and she's not. Do you know we set up a three-way conversation, two women and me? And when that conversation started, there was tense. There was some tension in there, because we didn't know what would happen. Do you know that conversation went no less than 3 hours? And after the first hour, we were in laughing because we had so much in common. That woman's calling up talking about, oh, the two women are fighting. Suppose you put them together on a radio program together. I bet you have a lot in common. And if we, as a people, can begin to see the commonality we have, we'll cut the craziness. So now, if I meet a new friend, I will call up the other one and say, hey, let's have a conversation. And all of us will talk. There's no jealousy. It ends that. There's no doubt. The pictures that you see of somebody is explained. The picture in the tub that looks like it's something sexual is what? A picture of somebody in a spa. And the person reading the picture is thinking of something else. See how we get so bent out of shape over nothing? But you have to have the conversation. Why are people afraid? I stepped out because I figured, why not? These are people I love. I've got a new friend. Why can't I introduce you to her so you'll know her? You'll at least know each other. But you know what happened? Too often in traditional society, your wife go to a funeral, and you'll see all these mixed families sitting on one side in the middle of the only other side, mad at each other. Why? Because two people didn't get together and talk. And here's the beauty of it. When they do it, it creates a sisterhood. The sisters don't have to fight each other. They can help each other. They got sons and daughters that need friends and acquaintances. When the sisters can blend, Look at how the families get strong. The children aren't left shuffling between mama on this weekend and daddy's family on the other weekend. They can be a blended family. They don't have to be like that. This cheating stuff that people are throwing up, it's the mix up. You are going to have multiple people in your life, and they're going to mean a lot. There will be men, and there will be many. In my case, there will be many females because I'm the type of person, I help people. So when I'm reaching out to help somebody and you give somebody a tidbit that changed their whole life, yeah, they appreciate you. Yeah, they trust you. And yeah, they love you. And so what can somebody do about that but celebrate that? Don't say, oh, it's cheating. No, that's a new person that you met. Let's all sit down and have a conversation.
I agree with that. Yes, let's sit down and have a conversation.
Why do you
because
think she got the Female Solution book and this program? We are going to sit down and have a conversation.
Pete and divide and not checking their egos. We will struggle with building empires and bringing about healthy families because we're making this about us. This is not
absolutely
about
Zelda.
About the
can
community.
You believe this? When I see the Female Solution, y'all got multiple beautiful sisters. Look at Naima. Look at you. There's Viola. Look at Mama D. Look at all these people y'all got. Dr. Debbie, all these beautiful, intelligent women. Don't y'all know what we need in life is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And when you got that many talents and gifts, you need to blend with as many people as you
Amen.
Can so you can be the best person you can be.
Amen.
All of us can have more support, and we all need each other.
Thank you for that call. We greatly appreciate it. We got to get some more calls before this after show is over. We'll go to 312-714, and then we're going to 706-202 Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Zelda. Good morning. This is Simona. How are you?
Good morning, Simona. How are you, dear?
Good, good, good. Zelda, I have a serious criticism about what you were saying about yourself earlier. Zelda, if God created you, you're beautiful, without question. Yeah, you were saying, who's going to want me? I'm this. A while ago, I was watching a video about Asian men, how they adore African-American women, and that they wanted to be with one of them, but they had their own insecurities on whether or not the African-American woman would be accepting and approving of them. So, I mean, we all have our own insecurities, but if God created you, you're beautiful. Everything God created has its own beauty in its own unique way. And that's the beauty of God's creation, yeah. And the other thing I wanted to bring up was I had a friend from the mosque. She was like, sharing with me how her husband would cheat on her. Like, she would tell me, like, late at night, he would tell her that he would sneak out sometimes, and, like she would wake up in the middle of the night, he wouldn't be there. Or sometimes he would tell her, I got to go to the store, I got to go here, I got to go there, and he wouldn't come back for the night. And she was telling me that it wasn't the fact that he was with someone that was bothering her. It was the fact that he was lying to her that was bothering her. She told me that, for example, if he told me, I'm going out with so-and-so and I'm going to be out with her for tonight, it wouldn't have bothered her. It's the fact that she felt trashed because she was being lied to. And it's like, what I understand from cheating is like, I feel the person is hurt because they feel like they're being trashed. It's like what you mentioned earlier. So why is he being like this to her and not like that to me? It's the fact that he's not treating her fairly. For example, like I'll set an example. I know in some, like my father was sharing with me in the old days in some of the Middle Eastern regions where polygamy was practiced. And by the way, polygamy, from my understanding, goes back to old days, like from the times of some of the prophets. Even in the Bible, you have polygamy. But that wasn't considered cheating. Here's the thing. If he was telling me, like, in some of these Arab communities, they would have, like, the woman would have a husband, and she knew eventually he's going to get a second wife. And so what she would do, she would be proactive about it. And she would go out, look, like, among her cousins, among her friends, neighbors, people she preferred and liked, and choose them as a potential partner for her husband, because she wanted to make sure that the other woman she was living with is someone she would get along with. It's like what the other brother was saying earlier. He was saying, like you know, he had a three-way conversation. Everyone got along, and it lasted 3 hours, and they were laughing. It's like it's about, like, communication and respecting each other. I think the fact that a woman feels betrayed and cheated is because the man is trashing her while he's respecting another woman. He's not being fair to her. But if she was okay with it, like, for example, if the man asked the woman, are you, like, there are actually women out there who are okay with their men as long as, like, it's approved by them. Like, I've seen that with my own eyes. But, like, if, like, as long as he respects her, I don't think the woman would feel as hurt. And another comment I had was, like, I've noticed, like, in the old days, there was a tradition where a potential suitor would have to ask the maiden's father for her hand in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of benefit, and that still goes on in some of the, like, communities today for religious purposes. Like, you have to have her ask her father for consent or her brother. I don't think that's because the woman doesn't have a mind of her own. I think it's the fact that when a man establishes a relationship with a man that's supported you your entire life and has respected you and has really sweated, like, worked with sweat and blood to support you, to bring you to this day, that man is going to respect you because he's established, like, a relationship or had some sort of communication with a man who already respects you. Like, that man could be your brother, your father, your cousin, your uncle, whoever. But he knows, he acknowledges that, hey, this woman was respected. She was supported. Someone worked their entire life to bring her to where she is today. They've made sacrifices for her. And that's the man I know and respect. So I'm going to respect this woman for the man that I respect. Because, you know, men respect each other. Like, the way they see each other and communicate with each other is different than how they see women. So once he establishes some sort of connection with your brother, with your father, then he's going to respect you more. That's my opinion. That's all I have to say.
Oh, all right. Wow. Well,
and you're welcome to share your feedback on anything I said. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Samantha, for calling in, Naima.
Yes. Well, I would say that the challenge that we have is the way women are raised with low self-esteem. When you don't feel good about yourself, or you've been raised with the thought that you have to earn love, and if you're not pretty enough, you won't get love, or, you know, if you are not desirable enough, you won't get any love. You know, you have to earn the right to be loved, otherwise you'll be rejected and alone. And I mean, if you're raised with that thought, if that's how the society that we're in, is raising its female children, then we can never have the kind of self-esteem where we love ourselves enough where we feel good about ourselves and we know the value of ourselves. So if we see another woman and she's beautiful and charming and all that, we don't feel jealous because, you know, she's just a reflection of us. If I'm in a relationship with a man and he's attracted to another woman, I don't see it as, oh, well, what's wrong with me? I see, oh, he appreciates the traits that she has. I appreciate them too. That doesn't make me any less than what I am. I'm
right.
Still who I am.
Right.
So I don't see it as a reflection of there's something wrong with me. Because I know if he's attracted to me, I know I've got certain traits. So that means there are certain traits that attract him in a woman. So the fact that we're believing that we have to compete for love is what makes it difficult for us to have the kind of expanded family and community system that's been talked about. Because that requires women loving themselves. And it requires men respecting women so that the kind of relationship they have with them is not exploitive. It's one in which you value her. Now, when everyone values everybody, there is no conflict. But that means everyone has to be of that higher consciousness and that self-love that makes it possible. And this is the challenge that we have because we have had so many negative expressions of relationships that are hurtful. We have a society that says that your spouse is someone that you own. And part of that comes from, you know, way back old cultures where your spouse is your possession. Well, now we understand you cannot own
from
another.
Slavery. Just keep it real. From slavery.
From slavery. Beyond, even before modern day slavery or recent slavery. You know, when men bought women as wives, and then if he died, then, you know, she would be passed on to his family or his brother,
right.
You know, or if you were a king. So we've evolved out of that. But nobody is a possession. This is a partnership. So what does a partnership look like? And the same thing, if we're going to think about multiple partners in that partnership, we'll think in terms of a corporation. You know, you're expanding your family. Like Beata was talking about the man building an empire. So everybody is valued for what they bring to the family relationship. You can only have that understanding when you see that you have value. And you understand that someone else's affection toward or friendship with or attraction to someone else does not detract from who you are and your own value. And that means that understanding has to be given to you from your environment. As long as we're raising girl children to compete with each other, and sometimes men promote that because their ego likes the thought of women fighting over them, we're going to have this crisis of broken families and children who don't know how to form families and don't feel like they belong anywhere and therefore can go out and carjack at 14.
Right. And you wonder why things are happening the way they are.
Wonder why it's happening.
Chris says, I think communication is key. Yes, Chris. Ask when you feel there's an issue. Feeding mind, body, soul, when we're centered and happy, personally better, translates into happy, healthy relationships. Vieta Robinson says, glad the Female Solution book is a manual to lead us to better families and relationships. And that book and that information is on my blog at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Chris also says, whenever I've viewed relationships with more than two partners, there's always a terrible inner struggle. Also seems like someone always gets left out and hurt, but fascinates me nonetheless. He also says, right, girls, dads. Girls been dads in their lives telling them they can do whatever we put our minds to. We are so loved and valued. And value, self-value, that's got to come from within. That can't come from anywhere. That can't come from anywhere.
And you know, and I'm glad that the mention of the father, a girl's relationship with her father is so critical to her self-esteem. We have too many females, too many women, too many girl children, too many grown women who did not have a healthy relationship with their father. That has a direct reflection on your sense of self-esteem and lovability. When the man that is the first man in your life, your father, either abandoned you or didn't treat you well.
You see how I freaked out when I saw those girls? I'm sorry, I just had to say it. I freaked out when I saw those five women, grown women in their 60s with their father yesterday at the Langston Hughes play, my brother Langston. I had to have him on the show. And then she said, for that lady's presence, oh, my God. I'm sorry, I just had to say that, Naima. Go ahead.
Yeah, but that is what builds healthy self-esteem in women. And because we have so many women that have been raised without fathers, we have a lot of women with low self-esteem because they believe, if I was lovable, why did my father leave? That's at the core of their being. That's why it hurts them so bad when they feel that here's another man leaving me. That's where that pain comes from, when you feel like your father left you, and then you have a husband who expresses interest in another woman, that same pain is rekindled. Why is another man leaving me? I must be unlovable. That's where the anger comes from. That's where the hurt comes from. And even when I went on tour with this book, The Female Solution, I would come up with so much anger from women at the thought. I'm not sharing my husband. And I'm saying, but this is not about your husband playing you or your husband leaving you for another woman. This is about us realizing we have to make some cultural adjustments because we made some mistakes and killed off all the available men. On drugs or government jail. So we have all these women, you know, single parent female head household. That has become something that we've decided is a norm. It isn't.
It is
you
not.
You cannot be two people and raise children. And then you blame the mother when her child falls out the window because she was working two jobs and couldn't be there to supervise. You know, look, we have to come up with a solution to the situation that we as a society created.
so that we can have children raised in families and there can be a partnership between men and women in the raising of children and teaching them the principles of respect for others and belonging to a family and a community. If children belong to a family and a community that they respect, do you think they'd be out here carjacking? No. They come from broken families, broken communities. They don't feel like they belong. They don't feel like they're loved. They don't care about anybody else because no one cared about them. So we can't fix this being angry at each other, but we got to know where the wounds are. That's why we're hurting. That's why this is hard to hear. But the reality is we can fix it, but we have to expand our understanding of what love is. Love is not possession. Love is the desire for the well-being of another. So how do we desire for the well-being of all of us, men and women, who need loving relationships, who need to belong to a family so they can learn the ethics of human behavior, who need to demonstrate it to our children, both in their homes and in the communities where they live? How do we do that unless we agree to work together harmoniously, not misuse each other, not exploit each other, not make each other feel like trash, but understand that all humans have a right and a desire to be loved? So how do we create a family structure that fits what we need to correct the problem?
Mm-hmm.
You can't use the old ways because they're not working.
Yeah. So
you have to expand in our understanding.
You want something different, you got to do something different. Right now we're going to go to the phone lines. I do believe that as Elder Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. 706-202 Grand Rising, Baba. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Grand Rising, excellent show. Assalamu alaikum to my sister Naima. And cheating. You know, we're talking in physical. And I sent you the part of saying sex is, it stands for a spiritual energy exchange.
Yes, sir. It's on my blog already.
We're a spiritual being having the use of a human vessel to inner exchange our spiritual energy with each other. How are you cheating on your spirit? Your spirit is the energy of love or your energy of hate. It's either or. And so what you're looking at is how do you use these vessels? Because in African tradition, it says the Moja, the Torah, the Sansun, and the Okra. The Moja is the mother's blood. The Torah is the father's spirit, makes the human beings. The Sansun is the soul or the spirit that comes from the Okra, the creator. And so how is it that the mother's blood and the father's spirit makes another human being, and to house that soul, that vessel that moves about? And this is why we say until death do us part in the words, vows that we do in marriage. It says till death, that's until that vessel is no longer being, that spirit is no longer housed in that. But as long as that spirit is housed in that body, we have exchanges. Even though you may divorce, you may leave, you may father children, our mothers may have children, they're still connected by spirit. That's why I say thank us, love us. It's because we're united in spirit, every human being. And when we unify the spirits, we have a greater family. We have a greater community. But when we have a division of those beings that have those spirits and they're not in tune to themselves, that's the first place that we have to be, because that child, when it comes out of the womb, has made it contract already to come onto the planet unless he's being cut out. And that's what we're seeing, because when you cut a child out of a woman, with cesarean as mass production, if it's no threat to life, you take away the contraction and the protection and the crowning of that child to come onto earth to remove the plugs from its nostril, take its breath of life to move about the earth. That one being, and that being is that breath of life and that heartbeat that holds the spirit. Because we talk about relationship, How do we real, R-E-A-L, late to navigating the water of our mind, because we are all water, basically. 70% of your body is water. 80% of your brain is water. How do you navigate the energy, which is the synapses, the electrical current that carries your thoughts and your mitochondria DNA coding to create the words that you speak from your mouth?
Wisdom. See, that's why I love this show. I'm always learning. Baba Kwame Sun Horace from Georgia just breaks it all the way down. Never looked at it like that. Never thought about it like that. And that's the difference between the male energy and the female energy. And even though this is the female solution, we cannot do it without the male energy, because we are one. We're community. We're family. Whether we want to recognize it or believe it or not, it is what it is. Wow, that's powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Baba Kwame Sunhorse. I greatly appreciate that. That is the kind of information that will make you look at this cheating way beyond the superficiality of it, of what you think it's about. No, it's all about the family structure and how we have been deprived of the family. Especially if you had no father, like myself. That's why I freaked out yesterday with all these five daughters and this one man. And I was like, oh, my God. I know I keep saying it, but you don't understand the importance of it, because...
Yeah. What it looks like when a father is back with his daughter.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
Sent chills up and down my spine. I was like, wow, this is a family here. And then for one of the daughters to be an infidelity specialist. Come on now. Is that not the spirit working?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a subject we gotta address, because our families, when our families fall apart, we see the impact. All of this violence, this is an outgrowth of our broken family. And you can't say that, well, you know, women just need to be superhuman and be better mothers and fathers if the man leaves, and that's not it either. You know, we have to find a way to create a family structure that make sure every child is raised in a healthy family that loves them. When we do that, that's what will make our community safe. Nothing else. Not more police, not more jails. Love the children. Have them be loved by a community. Have parents that love them. And surrogate parents, if their original parents are dysfunctional. But we, the women, can make that happen. We cannot do that as long as we're at war with each other.
Chris says, whenever I've viewed relationships with more than two partners, there's always a terrible inner struggle. Also seems like someone always get left out and hurt, but this fascinates me nonetheless. Chris also says, right, girls? Girls been dads in their lives and telling them they can do whatever we put our minds to. We are loved and we are valued. Yes, we are. Chris, I love your comments. There are still cultures, even here in the States, that sell women and buy it. I know. I've seen it live. I see it every day. And I was like, that is not a relationship. That's a business transaction.
That's right. That's right. There's a difference.
We see it all the time.
So I think maybe we take one more call, and then I can read this portion of the book.
And boy, do they ever get angry when they are questioned. Yeah, they do. Vieta says, thanks us for promoting conscious community. The only reason why women might feel hurt in a non-traditional marriage is the childish emotion still being triggered. As Naima, yeah, why you telling all my business, Naima? Vieta. What call am I missing? Oh, gosh, there's so many. Where do I start?
779-801, I think that's
779-801. 779-801, Grand Rising, you're in the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates to cheating?
Grand Rising, this is Maika. I just had a thought that if we enter into these so-called marriages from a position of healing and education, considering our injurious past and our ignorance of self and relationships, then it can become a learning experience for us and others, and we can get rid of the words like cheating.
Mm.
You know, cheating to me is, there's something about that word, it just turns me off. But that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Oh.
Maika, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate that. We appreciate that. And I got to put this back up here, this comment from Vieta. She said, where is it at? Oh, here it is. Vieta says, I had sex on the beach. I had S-E-X, not sex. I had S-E-X. There's a difference. When you go to my blog, you'll see it.
Spiritual energy exchange
on the beach this weekend with multiple energy, sun, sand, and water, and even a... Yes, ma'am. You go right ahead.
You know, that's an interesting observation that she made, and that is also where we need to grow in our understanding of even the exchange between human beings. It is a spiritual energy exchange. It's the most powerful energy. It's creative energy. And we and our unfortunate misteachings in our religions have made it something dirty and shameful and wrong, and in some points in history, even punishable by death. So we have put a negative connotation on the most creative energy that we have as human beings. And as a result, we are not experiencing the healing properties of our spiritual energy exchange with each other. When you bond with another being in that manner, that is healing for your body, that is healing for your mind, that is healing for your spirit, and that's what it's for. That's why it's such a powerful expression. So if we are able to find someone that we are in harmony with, and we are able to bond on that higher spiritual level, then we will not only enhance our sense of well-being, we enhance our physical well-being, and we put out positive energy in the universe, and we add to the peace in the society. So really, we are adding to world peace whenever we have that spiritual energy exchange with someone, when it is that positive spiritual energy exchange. We're actually adding to the health of the planet. So go out and have spiritual energy exchange with your loved one, your spouse, your mate, and add to world
and the
peace.
Sun, and the moon, and the stars. Yes. And let's not forget about the trees, honey. You want love? You got to do some self-love. And see, that's what we've been talking about all the time. We've been trying to find love. We've been trying to find love in all the wrong places. Ask me how I know. I can show you better than I can tell you. Because one of the things that I've learned is that love is an inside job. And I just want to share with you what Baba Kwame Sunhor said last week about the T-shirts that we do here on the Female Solution, on the Higher Learning Network TV show, which we raise funds for the homeless and for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. When he said this, I was like, oh, wow. If I didn't know it, I'm sure I'm not the only one that didn't know it. So I just got to let you hear this. So hold on. Let me play it for you.
Write your declaration and your decree, but make your vision board. What do you want to see in your life?
Yes.
What is it that you need to see? The vision. A vision board. Cut out the things that you want to see and put it on a board. Put it on your wall so you'll look up to what you believe in.
Yes.
Oh. And get that. And it already exists.
Yes.
As it, yeah. I am this. I have this. I have achieved this. I have created this. I am.
Get your vision board. If you don't do anything else today, do that. And that's from Baba Kwame Sunhor. I need to know. I need to go update mine too. And put these T-shirts on your vision board, because these T-shirts are affirmations to remind you of your greatness. So every time you look at your, take a picture of your cell phone, take post that, because you're posting positivity. And there's a ton of them on there.
Right.
They're all tax deductible at higherlearningnetwork.org. Yes, go ahead, Baba Kwame.
And what you're wearing on that T-shirt, the words on there acclimate with the water in your body, and it energizes you even just wearing it if you understand what you're wearing.
Wow.
The same thing that Emoto shows us with water. When you put the word love, it will crystallize the water to a higher frequency, and you put on that shirt and you put on what your body needs, the energy from those words you wear.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, Baba Kwame, what you wear, when you're wearing words on your body, on your clothing, all the energy.
Pardon? Can I didn't hear you.
Okay, Baba Kwame, that was powerful, and it was so powerful, I need you to say it again.
Yeah, and if we want to achieve something, and you believe, if you put a T-shirt on love, and that love is showing on there, it's energizing the water. We're 70% water, so that means all the water that's flowing inside of you is receiving the word that's on your body.
Wow.
That ain't powerful.
That's why designers put their names and logos, and that's how they stay rich. Vision board.
Hello.
Cut out the things that you want to see and put it on a board. Put it on your wall so you'll look up to what you believe in.
Yes.
That's powerful.
You all get that? It already exists. Yes. I am this. I have this. I have achieved this. I have created this. I am. Get your vision board. If you don't do anything else today, do that. And that's from Bawa Kwame Sunroy. I need to know. I need to go update mine too. And put these T-shirts on your vision board, because these T-shirts are affirmations to remind you of your greatness. So every time you look at your, take a picture on your cell phone, take post that, because you're posting positivity. And there's a ton of them on there.
Right.
They're all tax deductible on higherlearningnetwork.org. Yes, go ahead, Bob.
And what you're wearing on that T-shirt, the words on there acclimate with the water in your body, and it energizes you even just wearing it if you understand what you're wearing.
Okay.
Wow.
Same thing that Moto shows us with water. When you put the word love, it will crystallize the water to a higher frequency, and you put on that shirt and you put on what your body needs, the energy from those words you wear.
Okay, yeah. Baba Kwame, that's powerful, and it was so powerful, I need you to say it again.
Yeah, and if we want to achieve something, and you believe, if you put a T-shirt on love, and that love is showing on there, it's energizing the water. We're 70% water, so that means all the water that's flowing inside of you is receiving the word that's on your body. That's why designers put their names and logos, and that's how they stay rich.
Hello, somebody.
You know, that's it. When you talk about words having power, and the words that you use having power, and the words that you wear having power, and the words you say to yourself have power. So, like, and Mike mentioned the word cheating, and the idea that you're not playing a game fairly. That's what the word cheating has the connotation of. So now if we say someone is cheating and we say that the game is, the rules of the game are that we're not to be emotionally or physically attached to anyone other than this one person, and to do that, you're cheating. That's the connotation. So I think, first of all, when a person is involved with someone, they need to make sure that you both agree to the rules of the game. Are you both agreeing that you are exclusive? And again, you know, in that dating situation, that's usually not the agreement by both people. You know, you're both testing each other out. So if they decide, well, I think I'm going to try somebody else out, they're not really cheating, because the rules of the game have not been established that this is exclusive. So now
right.
The next issue is marriage. If the rules of the game are this is an exclusive emotional and physical union, these are the rules, and you step away from the rules and get involved with someone else, then you're cheating. Is that the understanding? Well, if that is the understanding, and a person so-called cheats at the game, then what do you choose to do? What are the consequences if they choose to not adhere to the rules that you both say you agree to? Well, that means that either the game is over, like when anybody cheats in the other game. Okay, is the game over, or do you keep playing, or what are you going to do? With us, this is a daily decision that we make when we choose to terminate our family ties, and there are children who are affected. Now, we can choose to not be married to someone and still co-parent, but what we've seen happen is that doesn't happen. Somebody leaves, the children feel abandoned. How many of us have grown up with the one parent who stayed and the other one that's gone, and then now we got this cycle of feeling unlovable. And what happens when you don't love yourself, you can't love other people. So here we are, back to the problem at hand. How do we resolve this issue? Number one, we got to have a better game. The game has to reflect the needs of the whole society so that no child is left feeling like they've been abandoned because they're unlovable. How do we do that? So now, we only got a few minutes left. I'll read a quick portion of the book that kind of addresses that whole thing.
Yeah, address that, and then we're going to let Baba Kwama's son and son Horse have the final say because it's almost 10 o'clock, and we got, you know, this will never be over. We got to have part two next week. We just got to have part two.
Yeah, we did say part one, so.
Yeah, because people are texting me and they're like, okay, I couldn't make it today, but please have part two. And it's like, okay, you can see this is a three-hour show already, so.
Right. So I'll just quickly read this part. It says, today, with so many men in prison on drugs or just too dysfunctional to be responsible husbands and fathers, single mothers are like widows struggling alone to raise children. The fathers of their children are mentally, if not physically, dead. The children are like orphans, deprived of strong fathers that can protect them and guide them into adulthood. Children need good men to marry their mothers, to love their mothers, and to love them, and to be living examples of what it means to be a husband and a father. Polygyny, that's multiple wives, if instituted correctly, can solve the crisis created by the growing shortage of men who are able and willing to get married and take care of children. However, in order to really understand what polygyny is, we first have to be clear about what it isn't. And number one, it isn't adultery. This is not an opportunity for a husband to run off and have an affair with another woman, then tell his wife later that he's taken on a second wife. Polygyny is a system that requires first a discussion between the husband and wife, even before a courtship with another woman takes place, inasmuch as another woman is being considered to be brought into the family. Just as in the first marriage, any second or third marriage must meet the family's approval, particularly in this age of AIDS and other deadly sexually transmitted diseases, men and women who engage in secret extramarital relationships are jeopardizing each other's lives. And two, it isn't an orgy. Many men may get all excited when they think of the prospect of having two or more women. Their minds conjure up all kinds of fantasies, but polygyny is not ménage à trois, a sexy threesome with a man and two women. In a polygynous family, every wife has her own private quarters, her own home in which she has her own schedule time to be with her husband. The husband has to provide equal private time and an equally comfortable dwelling for each wife. Now, there are some other points as well, but I know we are running short of time, and we'll be talking about this again next week. But
they can get the book on Amazon and read up about it, and they can catch up and come back to the conversation and have a different.
We'll keep talking about it because apparently, you know, this ain't going away no time.
No, 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 no. They'll have a different understanding.
Yeah. But it's not going to get fixed overnight.
Oh, no, no, no. This is a lifestyle. It's a change in the way you think and the way you behave, the way you act. It's a change. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen a month, a week. It might be a year, too. You just never know. But in the meantime, in between time, we've got to give ourselves what it is that we need physically, mentally, and emotionally. If you need to talk to someone, if you need a therapist, if you need to read information like the female solution. I mean, Naima just breaks it down. It's like, if I could just get inside your head for just an hour, just an hour, my life would be so much better. And I think, I just know if I could get into Baba Kwame's son horse head for an hour, I'd be on top of the moon. So we're going to let him give us a closing thought. Thank you, Chris. Love, 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 love the words on the T-shirt. Be sure and get your T-shirts because they help promote scholarships and prizes for the kids for the Teen Talent Contest, as well as help the homeless with tents. We're looking for tents right now, butane, all that other good stuff that they need, and all the donations are tax-deductible on the higherlearningnetwork.org. You want to give us a closing thought, Baba Kwame Sunhorse?
Yes, and we're looking at the word cheat, and you take the word and you say, you see heat. You and a person becomes inflamed when someone has done something to their spirit or to their person as they see it. And to allow someone to inflame you, to create the heat that creates the energy of negativity, the part of us is overstanding is we're each male and female. And when a man sees a woman and a woman sees a man, he sees that man's mother and that man sees that woman's father. And what you saw when you saw those five women with their dad, you saw the spirit of their father in each of them. And so in that connection, we have to begin to understand when you create that division in taking away that those balances that we're both male and female, we have that energy in us because it took a man and a woman to create a human being. Mm. And so we carry that energy, and how we utilize those spirits and how it relates into our current mind. That's why we have relationship. How do we navigate the ship? How do you navigate the person through your mind?
Wow. Wow. That's powerful. Because it's all inside. It's all in your head.
That's right.
Wow.
Mm. You have to have a meeting of the mind and the heart. That's where the relationship starts. And if it's something other than that, then it will likely not last. It's got to be based on a strong foundation. And then from there you can talk. So when you can talk, then whatever the problem is, you can talk it out, you can work it out.
And if you can work it out, we can work it out right here with you. And we're going to work it out continuously. Next week, we're going to have to do it again. I'm sorry. There's 1,000 calls on there. I'm sorry we just couldn't get to them all. But we will do part two next week. Cheating. Why do I say? Baba Kwame says it's not cheating. Well, no, that's not what he said. Let me go back. And it's on my blog. He says cheating is defined as sea heat. You can hear it on the show. Okay, how about that? And you can go back and hear exactly what he said so I don't mess it up. And it's on my blog on ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com because I don't want to misquote anything he says. Okay, there it is right there. Updates on ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. It is 10 o'clock. Lord have mercy. I did not mean to be here for 3 hours. I apologize for not being able to take all your calls, but I promise you, when you come back next week, 7 to 9 a.m., if it takes another 3-hour show, then we will do another 3-hour show. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to leave you with the promo for the rest of the week where you can see, you think today was good. Oh, baby, wait until you show up tomorrow. You ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, as the children say, it just gets betterer and betterer and betterer. So thank you so very much for joining us here on The Female Solution as we close out tomorrow. Self-care with Jody Susan.
The Female Solution, global radio TV show. Invite you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us.